It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Well, this past school year was the first at Somerville for the school's new superintendent, Michael Merrill, who is joining us in studio for today's show. Superintendent Merrill, thank you so much for coming in today.
Good morning, and thank you for having me, BJ.
So the first year at Somerville, how did it go?
It's been a great year, I would say. Welcoming community and a great school atmosphere, and we had just a great year overall.
And for people who aren't familiar with your background, you came over from Calaveras High, correct?
I spent 25 years in Calaveras Unified School District, most recently as the high school principal at Calaveras High.
Very good. So what would you say were some of the highlights of Somerville during your first year?
I think meeting all the new people, getting to know the students, and finding out that they're just as awesome as the students that I had at Calaveras High, and just a very welcoming community, just a great atmosphere overall.
You know, construction projects, are there some underway or going to be coming up here shortly at Somerville?
We are finishing our 2012 school bond this summer. We are working right now on a covered eating structure outside the Bear Rock Cafe. It's a 36 by 60 structure, covered structure that will have tables underneath, cement platform, so that students can eat outside, classes can be held there, and so forth. We're also replacing our art classroom. So that's been demolished at this point, and we have a new art classroom coming in between 1,200 and 1,300 square feet. So it'll be a nice facility for our new art teacher.
And tell me again, so what's the construction plan? Is that going to be happening shortly?
It's started now. We're doing all the excavation and groundwork. The shade structure should be finished by the time school starts in August, and then the art building should be finished right around October 9th is what we're looking at.
Okay. So the shaded structure, so currently do students eat inside? Is that how it works, and now they'll be able to eat outside?
There are students that eat outside as well, but there's no real covered area for them, and so in inclement weather, the cafeteria is not big enough for everybody, but you know, students find places to eat. Sometimes they'll eat on the grass, sometimes they'll be under trees, but this will be a nice shaded area for them.
And those are the final two of the bond projects?
Final two projects, yes.
So no bond projects currently planned for the future?
No bond projects planned, but we do have a replacement of our 400 wing, our classroom wing. There are five classrooms and a portable restroom structure that need to be replaced. So at our last board meeting on the 12th, our board voted to move forward on that project to start looking for bids for next summer's work.
Okay. So the revenue, does that come from like general fund then?
That'll be a general fund project, yes.
Okay. We're talking with Somerville High School Superintendent Michael Merrill on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Superintendent Merrill, during the past winter, there was a lot of snow. I know Sonora High School had quite a bit of storm damage that was reported. Was there anything like that at Somerville High School?
We didn't have major storm damage. We did lose some trees throughout campus and on the outskirts of our campus. There was just snow everywhere. Lots of us shoveling snow to get the campus ready for students in the morning. We did have 2 days of snow closure. And one we had to make up the last day of school, and then one we've asked for a waiver through the state because there was no power throughout the whole area.
School districts across California have been putting together a new budget as the fiscal year begins on July 1st. You know, has it been a challenge to do a budget for Somerville this year?
It's always a challenge to look at the budget when you're in declining enrollment. We did lose 60 students going into last school year, and so we had your budget is based on the number of students that you have for ADA for the year previous. So now we're feeling the effects of that loss of 60 students in this current school year's budget that we just are going to approve the next week. So you have to watch the number of staff, number of programs, and so forth. Fortunately, we are able to continue operating our breadth of programs and things that we do that are good for kids, but always looking at what's around the corner in terms of recessions or what the state is predicting for our future. So,
did you have to do any teacher layoffs or anything this year?
We did no layoffs. We did have two retirements, but then we are filling from within for many of our positions. I do have some new hires as well, so I'm excited about those. That's always fun.
So can you share who the new people are coming in?
We have Leah Gisler is joining us in our math department. Elizabeth Kinlaw is joining us in our ag department and also working at one of our necessary small schools part-time. And then we have Pilar Alamia, who is joining us part-time at a necessary small school. And we have Erica Caldera coming to us from Somerville Elementary teaching English. So we're really excited about our new teaching staff. That's exciting.
This past school year, there was a lot of changes in the leadership structure with you and a new principal coming in. You know, looking ahead to next year, does it look like it's going to be the same, or are there some changes in that realm as well?
No, it looks like we are going to be staying as status quo for now, which is really nice. We did have a change of our CBO as well. So our chief business official has elected to stay home and be a mom, which is great. She has a newborn son. And so we have hired Catherine Steyer as our new CBO, and she's hit the ground running and learning lots about Somerville Union High School District.
When you lose 60 students like that, is there a general figure that the state puts together, like how much funding comes with each student?
Every school district really is different based on their funding models. It's never one size fits all, but we are a revenue-based limit, so the majority of our funding does come from our tax base, but then there is state additional on top of that to help meet the funding mechanism for, the funding formula for our school. But we just have to be careful and always be conservative with our approach in terms of not adding too quickly, or we will stand to have to do layoffs. We try not to do that.
When you're having to deal with the population base declining and still trying to keep those same services, I mean, how do you find a way to do that? Is it you have to dip into reserve funds and that type of thing?
There are reserve funds, and then we also have some grants that we look at. We're fortunate to have some nice grant funding for our CTE, our career technical education programs. They have an incentive grant. We have our ag incentive grant as well. So those kinds of things help us with primarily equipment and things like that. Staffing needs to be covered by general fund. So,
a lot of people think of Sonora High with the ag program. Somerville has an active ag program as well?
We do. We do have an active ag program. So, and our ag students do quite a bit with the Sonora ag students as well.
What other type of ROP type programs or special programs does Somerville have?
We have automotive. We have a mechanics program. We're looking to make our wood program more robust. We have business program, and we have law enforcement.
Law enforcement, is that a relatively new thing? I hadn't heard about that one.
The law enforcement, we have our campus monitor, who is a former law enforcement official, is teaching that, and he has one period of that program. So it's a law enforcement 1, law enforcement 2, and they get certification, the first level of certification, and then they can go to a junior college working toward their academy work. That program's been there about 3 years now.
Very good. Does Somerville have school resource officers, too, that stop by campus?
We do. We have Gordon Winningham, who was previously at Sonora High School. Unfortunately, with the lack of law enforcement officers in the county, we did lose one of the school resource officers through the sheriff's department in our county, and so Gordon is having to cover all of the schools now. So we don't see him as much as we did regularly, but he's just a great asset on the campus for students to talk to and really be a positive face for law enforcement. Sometimes they get negative raps when really they do great things, and our students need to know that they're there as their advocates.
Yeah, have you seen benefits of having that physical presence there?
Absolutely. You know, students can ask questions. We can ask questions as administration as well. And it's just, it helps to keep the temperament of the campus calm. And he does guest speaking in classes as well. So it's great for his expertise to be shared.
Probably gives parents a little calming, too, to know that there's a law enforcement presence every so often. So.
Absolutely.
We need to take a quick break. We're talking with the superintendent of Somerville High School, Michael Merrill, on this weekend's Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.